for me faithfully and be blameless. Then I will make my covenant between me and you and will greatly increase your numbers. Abram fell face down, and God said to him, As for me, this is my covenant with you. You will be the father of many nations. No longer will you be called Abram. Your name will be Abraham, for I have made you a father of many nations. I will make you very fruitful. I will make nations of you, and kings will come from you. I will establish my covenant as an everlasting covenant between me and you and your descendants after you for the generations to come, to be the God, to be your God and the God of your descendants after you. The whole land of Canaan, where you now reside as a foreigner, I will give as an everlasting possession to you and your descendants after you, and I will be their God. Then God said to Abraham, As for you, you must keep my covenant, you and your descendants after you, for the generations to come. This is my covenant with you and your descendants after you, the covenant you are to keep. Every male among you shall be circumcised. You are to undergo circumcision, and it will be the sign of the covenant between me and you. For the generations to come, every male among you who is 8 days old must be circumcised, including those born in your household or bought with money from a foreigner, those who are not your offspring. Whether born in your household or bought with your money, they must be circumcised. My covenant in your flesh is to be an everlasting covenant. Any uncircumcised male who has not been circumcised in the flesh will be cut off from his people. He has broken my covenant. God also said to Abraham, As for Sarai, your wife, you are no longer to call her Sarai. Her name will be Sarah. I will bless her and will surely give you a son by her. I will bless her so that she will be the mother of nations. Kings of people will come from her. Abraham fell face down. He laughed and said to himself, Will a son be born to a man 100 years old? Will Sarah bear a child at the age of 90? And Abraham said to God, If only Ishmael might live under your blessing. Then God said, Yes, but your wife Sarah will bear you a son, and you will call him Isaac. I will establish my covenant with him as an everlasting covenant for his descendants after him. And as for Ishmael, I have heard you. I will surely bless him. I will make him fruitful and will greatly increase his numbers. He will be the father of 12 rulers, and I will make him into a great nation. But not my covenant I will establish with Isaac, whom Sarah will bear to you by this time next year. When he had finished speaking with Abraham, God went up from him. On that very day, Abraham took his son Ishmael and all those born in his household or bought with his money, every male in his household, and circumcised them. As God told him, Abraham was 99 years old when he was circumcised, and his son Ishmael was 13. Abraham and his son Ishmael were both circumcised on that very day, and every male in Abraham's household, including those born in his household or bought from a foreigner, was circumcised with him.
Thanks so much for reading, Charlotte. Can I invite the children, if you want to come and sit at the front here? We've got some things to look at and some things to get involved with. So children, if you want to come down, I know Andy normally has pictures. I've got something slightly different today. Grown-ups, you know, we've been working through the book of Genesis together, and we've been looking at Abraham, and we've reached a point in the story where sometimes a commitment to going through the Bible chapter by chapter is a good thing, because it makes you look at the uncomfortable parts of the Bible. And there's nothing much more uncomfortable than giving an all-age talk on circumcision. So here we are. We're looking at God's great sign today. Kids, I need some help with some signs. Because signs are all things that point us to something, aren't they? Signs promise us something, but sometimes signs are a warning as well. And I've got some signs that both promise us something good, but also warn us about something. So I'm going to need your help. No judgment on anyone's parenting here. Does anyone recognize this one? McDonald's, everyone knows that. Now, what does McDonald's promise us, Toby?
Double cheeseburgers.
Double cheeseburgers. It promises us happiness and joy. And what is the warning that this sign gives us? We'll go to McDonald's, and that is that just a universally good thing? Go on. Okay, yeah, that's right. Toby?
It means you get to eat McFlurry.
It means you get to eat McFlurry. How do you feel after your double cheeseburger and McFlurry? Do you feel energized? You feel good, right, okay. And this is a warning as well. It is the path to type 2 diabetes. There we go. Next one. Ah, here we go. Has anyone been into London this half term? Does anyone know what this is? What is this one? Jack at the back. Shout out. It's the London Underground Rounder. What does it promise you? Any grown-ups, what does it promise you? That's exactly, that's what it warns you about. It warns you, doesn't it? You will experience frustration, delay, and the body odour of several thousand other people. But it promises you, Toby.
It's also a warning that you might get your boyfriend.
That's a bit dark. It is a promise and a warning. It promises you swift travel through London and everyone else's body odour. What about... this one. It's a warning and a promise. Go on, Rory. It's a tiger, say it's a lion, but very close. It's the same kind of idea, isn't it? It will not kiss you. It might eat you. That's the warning, isn't it? It will eat you. But what does it promise you?
The warning is there's lions up ahead.
Yeah.
That's
right. So the promise is you'll get to see a lion. Not an everyday occurrence. But the warning as well is that you might get eaten by a lion if you jump into the cage. Okay, final sign before we look at a sign in our Bible passage. I think the grown-ups are going to need some help with these. The children, hang on. Shh. I think the grown-ups really need some help with this. So children, do you think you can help them? What's this one?
Ian,
yes, Toby.
You get warned that you might get a speeding ticket.
You might get a speeding ticket and a special holiday at a speed awareness course. That's right. But what's the promise? Go on, Maisie. You have to go that speed limit. Right, that's right. And if you are under that speed limit, you should be safe. That's it. Right, so we look at our sign in the Bible today. Does anyone remember what the sign was in the Bible reading that Charlotte read to us? It began with a curly cur. Does anyone remember, Nathan?
I think it was the circumcision.
Circumcision, that's right. Now, circumcision was a sign which was a little cut that baby boys had on them. So I've got my little prop here to remind us about what circumcision is all about. And so we're going to leave these here as a reminder. Circumcision was a sign. It wasn't like a speed sign or anything like that. It was a little cut that the baby boys would have on them when they were 8 days old as a reminder, as a promise and a warning. It was a promise, a bit like McDonald's promises us happiness and the speed limit promises to keep us safe. Circumcision was a reminder of God's promise to Abraham and to all his children. The promise that they would always be part of God's chosen special people. Because all of the other people all around, they didn't get circumcised. So being circumcised was a sign for Abraham and his children, Isaac and Ishmael, and all their children after, that they were part of God's special chosen people. So the baby boys would be able to look at the little cut on their body And it would be a permanent reminder for them that they were part of God's special chosen people. But it was also a warning. Now, who here likes a dad joke? Does anyone like a pun here? We've got some pun fans here. So the cutting was a bit of a pun, because there was a warning that God gave to Abraham in the passage. It was, if you don't get cut, you'll get cut off. You'll get cut off from God's people and won't be counted as part of God's special people anymore. Get cut, get the sign, or be out. That's what the sign was. It was both a promise, you're one of God's chosen people, but if you refuse that, if you turn your back on being one of God's chosen people, then God turns his back on you. That's what circumcision was a sign of. But circumcision also pointed forward to something, because I imagine none of us here, or maybe one or two, but probably none of us here have that sign of circumcision, because we're not Jewish people, we're Christians. And the sign of circumcision is the sign that points to something that Jesus would do. So shall we have a look at a verse from the New Testament about what Jesus did for us when we became a Christian? So if you love Jesus today, did you know that you've been circumcised? Thank you, Freddie. But you've been circumcised and cut, not physically, but in your heart. This is what the Bible says. This is what Paul says in the letter to the Colossians. When you were dead in your sins and in the uncircumcision of your flesh, God made you alive with Christ. In him, in Christ Jesus, you were circumcised with a circumcision not performed by human hands. In other words, God has done something in us that the sign of circumcision was pointing forward to. God has done something so much bigger than that sign that is a promise that we will always be his chosen special people, but also a warning that if we turn our back on him, he will turn our back on us. And what that points forward to is the fact that God will do a little operation on us, not on the outside of our bodies, but in our hearts. Because our hearts, the Bible says, are a bit like this rock. It's hard. And when God's word comes against our hearts, it just bounces off. Even if God's word was as powerful as a mighty hammer, no safety specs, it's not going to do anything. It's just going to bounce off and not do anything. But the amazing thing is that what God has done is he's taken away that heart of stone and replaced it with a heart of flesh. Which is a squishmallow, but it's squashy. So when God's word comes to our hearts, it doesn't respond by being stubborn and hard, but listens and transforms and changes as God's word gets to grips with us. So that's what that sign of circumcision was pointing to, that great work that Jesus would do when people trust in him the first time. If you love Jesus today, did you know you've been circumcised? On the inside, your heart of stone has been taken away, and you've been given a heart of flesh to know and to love God. And that's God's amazing promise to us. And as we look at this sign, we see that God has said to us, I'm never going to give up on you. You're always going to be my special child. But it's also a warning to us. It's also a warning to us that eventually, as we learn, as our heart gets squished and changed by God's word to love what he loves, the way that we use our time and the way that we spend our money and the things that we love, they're going to change, aren't they? And that is the sign that on our inside we have been circumcised, that our hearts have been changed, when our lives look different to all the people around us, when we don't put ourselves first anymore, when we don't care just about being popular with our friends, that goes as much for the grown-ups as it does for the children, when we care more about them hearing about Jesus than about always being our friend and loving us. So that's the amazing thing that circumcision tells us about. It's all about the promise of what God has done inside our hearts and the warning not to turn our backs on him. Shall we pray? Well done, everyone. Shall we pray? And then we're going to sing. Let's pray. Let's close our eyes, put our hands together, and we're going to pray. We thank you so much, Father God, for your great sign that you gave to Abraham, a sign of your great promise, a sign that you had chosen them to be your special people. And we thank you now that as we look to Jesus and we see what he's done for us, he is your sign that we are always going to be your special chosen people. We pray that you would keep giving us those soft hearts, not stony hearts, but soft hearts that are ready to listen to you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.